of the realm?
No, who's got it?
I got it.
Oh.
Oh, thank
you. Whose copy is it?
I got it from TC.
Where are you going?
Is it mine or yours? Did you give it to me?
Yeah.
Sorry.
No. It's okay.
All right, here's Jake.
Thank you, Bob. Cole and Son, Men's Clothier, and
Everybody
Savoy
could
Squared.
Benefit from reading it.
Bring you my hero and the pioneer of the 100 plus miles means you owe me edict, Dan McDowell.
And let's say hello to the Hardline, formerly on the air.
Do you need to do sponsors again? I kind of stepped on you there.
Cowell and Son, Men's Clothier, and Savoy Squared bring you me reading Lords of the Realm.
Oh, no. She filed for divorce officially now. Oh.
Ev thought those two kids
what
were
are we gonna
it?
Do?
Who did?
Ev.
Who lasted
officially
longer?
Filed.
Did Kardashian and Chris Humphries last longer?
Yes.
Yeah, they were 72 days.
Who gets to keep the smart car?
What kind of car was it?
Smart car.
What type? Aren't there several types of smart cars?
I don't think so. Isn't that the brand?
Yeah, smart is smart.
Oh.
We only make one kind.
You're thinking smartphone.
Yeah, I wish we knew.
Yeah, that's exactly
we're
what
there,
I'm
smart
thinking,
as
Bob.
Dumb.
As an overall, many manufacturers make smartphones. I think there's only one smart car.
She's available. Hello. That's all that I know now. She is back on the market.
She's
my
got boobs.
And that kick ass.
Sean.
All right, well.
Where's
that,
the snake?
I don't know. I wish we knew.
I thought he's your guy.
Let's call his tree lawn.
He's not my guy.
Could he possibly be playing golf?
Yeah, he very easily could.
Once well, today again. Is Tuesday, August 14th.
Golf takes priority over the show.
Do we have that song in the Enco?
No.
Do we have the Enco?
We don't have golf takes priority over the show?
No.
Oh, my God.
I know.
That's all right. This is where we have to draw the line.
All right, well, let's not lose hope yet. I'll bet the Unticket's got it.
The Unticket. We have to count on a website.
Yes.
To give us audio that
right.
We...
Right, because we are so freaking unbelievably, ungodly, amazingly incompetent around here.
Do you think the Unticket would fill out my expense report for me?
They probably already done it.
If you ask nicely.
Which I will. I love the Unticket. Oh. Here he is on his own schedule.
What up, bitch?
Ladies and gentlemen.
With a backpack full of weed.
He's definitely got a backpack. He's got his toothbrush in there in case he stays out all night.
You never know.
You never know when Captain Doo-Doo's going to poke
That's right.
Him.
Corby the Snake Davidson.
Mr.
Corby Davidson, the ticket.
What a bitch.
You would have been very proud of me last night, Dan McDowell.
I'm proud of you now, but go ahead. Why?
Because I walked over to our neighbor, Kenichi, you know, right down the road?
Yeah.
Sushi joint?
Yeah.
Yummy, by the way. Ordered some to-go food for me and the little lady. He gave it to me, paid my bill, got up, walked out, drove home, got out of the car with the food, reached over to grab my backpack. Oh, yeah, I left the backpack in Kenichi.
You left your backpack?
Yeah.
A whole backpack?
Yeah.
That's a major thing to forget.
Right?
What sushi were you ordering?
That's why you have to go to...
Couldn't do an interview because he worked on the T-Box. He
why
had
it sound
to
like
leave
that?
Spring training
wait for me on ticket.
So he could get back here to play golf. And we're tired of these excuses.
I have a bad feeling about the rest of...
How about we load it in first and then...
And we're tired of being the bridesmaid.
Okay, that's enough.
Crashing,
that's enough. We got to get
crashing,
a good one.
Burning.
Just load it in.
I got a bad feeling about y'all's golf talk for the next 10 years. It's not going to be about who won the major. It's going to be... Man, what... What happened to Tiger?
Have you been listening to us for the last 4 years?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, why is Tiger not winning
every week?
He's
right there. He's right there.
He is right there, isn't he?
He is.
You can't say that about Phil.
He hears the song. The song gets him.
On this day.
How'd Duval do?
He had his house repoed.
On this day,
why don't you go easy on him?
How about this? This day in 1990.
At least we're sticking with the same bandwagon the whole way.
My bandwagon doesn't even have a wagon anymore.
Oh, you switched.
He's Rory now.
I found a young one. I found a young hot one.
On this day in 1990, at age 14.
Rory and Todd from Breaking Bad.
Tiger Woods, at age 14, won the Insurance Youth Classic at Fort Worth, Ridgely Country Club?
Yeah.
By 3 strokes.
Yeah. I wish we knew.
Little known fact, my mom won the Ladies Club Championship out there at Ridgely.
Oh, boy.
Meaning she probably could have taken Tiger down.
Now,
wow.
You didn't tell us you had a mom. Why don't we get a look at her?
A golfing mom.
You know what?
Why
back then, in like 65... Not
she
bad, man.
And try to hide.
Yeah, why don't we bring her on then?
She's a pretty nice piece.
Why don't we get her on?
Yeah.
Well. Yeah.
How old is your mom?
We'll be the judge of that.
75?
Oh, yeah.
No, it's...
How's dad?
Say it's
same age.
How bad did she beat me in a match play?
Right now?
Yeah, is she good?
She didn't play anymore.
But she was once good enough
so
to win a
afraid?
Club title.
Yes.
She's afraid of Bob?
So?
Chicken to play?
So?
Would you take it easy on a Bob?
Her and I go to the first tee at 3:30.
Can she play off the ladies' tees?
Of course. She's 75.
Yeah. All right. She'll beat you by 10.
10 holes? Like 10 and 8? She closes me out 10 and 8?
On this day in 1908, a race riot erupted in Springfield, Illinois. As a white mob began setting black-owned homes and businesses on fire.
Blooms.
Take that!
So some cool. For some reason, then, black people got upset. And at least 2 black people and 5 whites were killed in the violence.
Hey, who won that ride, huh? Yeah! Plus 3, baby! Plus 3!
Tom, did you call me?
And Bob...
I was worried about you, buddy.
I'm sorry, did somebody say something? I had my headphones on.
I thought you'd fallen in.
Bob, would you be more interested in baseball if...
Good call, Tom!
They were like this. On this day in 1919, in a total of 2 hours and 17 minutes, the
You're
Dodgers...
on the right track, by the way, already.
The Dodgers and Cubs split a doubleheader.
What?
The first game was 2-0, Cubs over Brooklyn, in 1 hour and 10 minutes. And the second game, Dodgers 1 hour and 7 minutes for a 1-0 game.
Tell me where to sign.
It wasn't on TV.
Tell me where to sign.
Yeah, there were no TV timeouts.
That's what baseball needs right there.
And on this day in 1959, Mike, Lamar Hunt of Dallas announced his intentions to form a second professional football league. It would never work.
That's right.
Jake Harvey writes, today is my friend and P1 co-worker Matt Ashley's 25th birthday.
Never gonna give you up, but never gonna let you down.
He says, yes. Jake... He says, Jake Kemp is my leader.
Yes.
How about that, Jake?
Jack Kemp is his leader?
I'm worried about you, bud, but happy birthday.
Here's him and his girlfriend.
He said, see that.
Crop
Let's
him
that,
out, yeah. But I'm not. I don't do that, dude.
He kind of looks like
Jake.
Oh,
he does. Look at that. Look
I don't
at that
crop.
Hair.
Is it a ferret?
I'm not done yet.
And that's P1 Sarah Forward.
Hey, sweetheart.
Is
Call
20.
Me.
Does he look at all like a ferret?
That from Andy.
Oh, look at her.
She's hot.
Elsewhere in birthdays, Wayne Corbett is 39.
Wait a minute, I know this guy.
Hofstra.
Is his name Jake?
I've met this guy before. Oh, out
congratulations.
And about. I think I met him at Potbelly.
Look at those eyebrows.
Potbelly.
Something wrong with him.
I think you're half right.
Why'd you say it like that?
Frank Brickowski, 53.
He's a Brickowski.
Mike. Yeah. Warren Capone is 61.
Oh, Mike.
I'm more interested in Frank Brickowski. How old is he?
53.
Cool.
That's the guy you interviewed, right?
Yes. I hope he's having a happy birthday.
You've interviewed him?
Was he smoking a cigarette when you were interviewing him?
Yes, he was.
That's awesome.
Rick.
He was smoking a cigarette, looking at his stat sheet on a night that he just careered against the Mavericks. He had both ankles in ice buckets. And my question was, so what are you guys going to have to do to keep it going against Phoenix Monday night? And his answer was, yes, I don't know.
He was just basking in
you know
the glow
why?
Of his great game.
Mike was sent out, tell me if you guys remember this, to get preview tape.
Stringing.
Preview tape for the next night.
What year was this, Mike? Approximately.
This would have been approximately 90, 91, somewhere around there.
Man, there was nothing worse than going into locker rooms after a game and guys are talking about whatever and then the reporters leave and you're sitting there and you're like, okay, now who do I find to ask about two nights from now?
Where's the white guy? Yes. Sorry, that's beneath you, Corby.
Well, no, dumbass. I'm not saying it's beneath you. I'm saying it's tough.
Oh, yeah, you are, too.
Ooh.
You're going now it's like, beneath you, but
well,
back
yeah,
then.
Duh.
Man, I can't tell you what a game changer finding out about stringing was for me.
Are you serious?
1994. Holy cow.
So you can get paid.
So wait a minute. I'm going to the game, and now One-on-One Sports wants to call me once an hour and ask how the game's going?
Yeah.
And they're going to pay me $25?
Right. Yes. And I might be able to
pretty
eat
awesome
for free?
One that-
oh, my gosh. This is what it's all about.
I would rape the Coke machines.
Man, I would back to that.
I would have like 40 instant. Of them to ensure that I was getting all that I deserved.
Well, guys, a great game here at University Hall. Virginia up 22-18. Brian Stiff with a great game here against North Carolina. And back to you guys with 101 Sports.
I'm Matt McLaughlin.
No, you didn't say your name, didn't you?
Yeah, Bob Stern from University Hall. Virginia 22, Maryland 18.
Did you ever do high school football?
Mark, we did a game of the week, but never stringing. Stringing was for Virginia and Virginia Tech athletics.
Oh, okay. I'd string for high school football.
Jim Druckenmiller is red hot, 7-for-7 and a touchdown here in the first quarter. Virginia 10, Temple nothing.
Call once a quarter?
Live from Blacksburg for Sporting News Radio. I'm Bob Stern.
And you're on those, like they would call you on those phones that were up in the press box,
uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, you had to have one of the seats near the phone.
God, and you would sit there and do those in front of everyone, too.
Mm-hmm. With my inside voice. Yes, guys, it's quite a game.
But that was the way to make extra money at Cowboy games.
Lane Stadium.
Didn't you used to sit on your couch and pretend you were at the ballpark? You're on the ticket?
Yes, I did.
Don't fight it.
As the Falwell and a ticker would send it out to you. Here's Corby Davidson, live at the ballpark in Arlington.
Yeah,
Mark, as you're watching the game on TV.
I'm sitting there. Corby, is there any pizza left?
Sitting there with a huge bong.
Wait
and...
a minute, I'm getting a water ring on my table.
Oh, he was watching Vivid.
Oh, man. I would just flip over to see what the score of the Ranger game was.
Let me change the channel and catch the score, guys.
Magic Johnson, 53.
Oh, Magic.
Let's throw it out to Corby with an update on the Ranger game. Do you guys know what channel it's on?
I think it was once because I was driving to the game.
Yeah.
And then I thought, oh, I'll hang out with Corby up in the press box, and you weren't there.
Call me. Where are you?
On the way, though, I heard you do a ticker.
I'm at home.
What do you call magic on a skateboard?
AIDS.
Roll AIDS.
If you laugh at AIDS, it goes away. Why did I ever say that?
I don't know.
Rusty Wallace, 56.
I don't believe that's ever been medically proven.
That's when you use the healing power of laughter.
That's right, Bob.
That's right, Bob. I have a birthday,
dude. Best medicine.
Go ahead.
Uh-oh.
All right, here.
I mean, damn. You
Mike
have to wait.
With not payola, not plugola.
I thought that was the day we were going to draw the line there for a
although
minute.
Only Donna would tell us to sign that payola plugola thing. So if we don't do expense reports
does anybody
now,
care anymore?
Yeah.
We can do whatever. Today, the birthday of Brian Pardue. Also, the birthday of Mike Schwedler.
Back to you, Ben. Schweds. Schwed. Happy birthday, Schweds.
Schweddy. What's up, Schweddy?
Halle Berry, 46.
Fellow diabetic.
Halle.
From make
Cleveland.
Me feel
from good.
Make me feel good. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing
David Crosby, that 71.
I would have made
wow,
me feel
really?
Good.
Today's David Playing Crosby's birthday?
Wow. I'm
in town tonight.
Well, what
if,
buddy.
What if David Crosby and David Cross switched roles?
That would make
things
a
have turned
great
out the same?
Movie.
Mr. Show would not have been funny.
I wish I were you. I wish I were you. And then they cross streams as they're peeing together, and then boom.
Lightning strikes.
One of these blue man in Daisy Duke jean shorts.
Marsha Gay Harden, 53.
Used to be hot.
Marsha Gay.
Used to be weird
really?
Hot.
Really?
Yeah, I'm telling you, man. There was something there. Yeah. No. No.
Jack Kay, 55.
Oh, baby. Oh. Call him?
I'm going to go to the bathroom now and make a poopy.
How's she not been on the GBL?
Did
she call you too?
No, my poor guy.
She's not old enough.
She's a close friend of Thelma's.
Ooh.
She is.
We are going to
have a number if you want to call her.
Eat some tacos.
Now, Thelma was in A Taste of Honey, right?
Ooh.
I will hit you. I will hit you.
Right.
You know that, right?
She didn't do Boogie Oogie Oogie.
Boogie Oogie Oogie Oogie.
Now, who's Jack
the
A?
Commodores.
Why would I know her? And
she was
why
in
would we call her?
227.
One of the Saturday night pillars of the NBC
sister,
lineup.
Sister. Wasn't
she
it
was sister,
sister
Sledge?
She was in Sister Act.
Yeah.
She was in Sister.
Which one of you is my sister? Ooh.
She was really the first sister on TV that was considered like sexy and stuff.
Easy.
What?
She was.
Not true.
Oh, no.
Yeah, she was.
What's her
not
name?
True.
Who? Jack Hay.
C. Florida.
Hand it over here. Mila Kunis, 29.
Did you say C. Florence?
Ted.
Mm-hmm. Esther Roll was first.
Ned Griffin.
Hot.
Mike.
Steve Martin,
you didn't hear me when I said I'd hit
genius.
You. Right?
Hot.
Did you hear that?
How old's Mila Kunis?
I heard it.
29.
Man.
Very overrated.
And
very
perfect.
Overrated.
Love Mila Kunis.
She has tiny bottoms.
You know. Susan Olsen is 51.
So ordinary.
Which one is she?
Cindy.
Cindy.
The one with the lift.
Cindy. Didn't she go into pornos or crack or something like that?
Well, I had some problem along the way.
Something happened.
And I wound up in crack house and
now here's
got a few pornos.
What? What are you doing?
He's Cindy Brady.
I'm Cindy.
Ooh, are you calling me? Ooh. And while you're at it, give me some spinach. Glee.
Robbie Ross?
God.
I hit go, but that's not on the air, right?
Go.
All right,
go.
Hold on, let me hang up. How do we get this on the air? Oh, F.
You like beef jerky?
All right. Here, let's do some spares.
Oh, one more birthday here.
Oh my God.
Today, the birthday of Max Newberg.
Really?
Yes.
Who is that?
That's Max.
That's Max.
Jamie Newberg's kid.
The famous Max.
Is yes. coming up at all?
Who is from having Heart a catch right now?
That's Max, brother of Erica.
Max from Heart to Heart.
It is Max, the brother of Erica. How aware of.
Gorgeous.
How aware of the key game tonight is he? And is he willing to set a birthday party aside for the Ranger game?
Next year.
We'll call you next year, Jack Kay.
Neil Anderson, 48, Mike.
She won't
what
make
a big
it.
Pile of crap this phone system is.
Did you say she won't make it?
No chance.
Is that him?
We're having some hat
pressure. Pretty tough bring down.
We're cleaning shotgun one time and I blew my grandma's head off.
Greg Ellis, 37.
Former cowboy, great.
Last seen at a Grapevine Cracker Barrel.
Very underrated.
Upset with his contract.
Every
so
year.
So Greg Ellis was at a Cracker Barrel.
I saw him there. Not long ago.
Was
like
he in the back?
June, maybe, or May?
What were you doing at a Cracker Barrel?
It's a long story.
That's Cracker Barrel's not bad.
There's nothing wrong with that Cracker Barrel breakfast, I'll tell you that
let's
much.
Let's just say I was eating.
Nothing wrong at all.
And trying
nothing
to get
with
that
the chicken and dumplings.
Trying
either.
To get the little game with the golf tees and the triangle
yeah.
to totally work out for me.
I'm only get
that thing's awesome.
I've gotten the two, but that's it.
Uh-oh. Tom? Mike Mamula is 39.
Oh. He's probably just retiring now.
Yeah, he was a spare.
After a great career.
Mark Loretta, 41.
Sweet Loretta.
And a well.
Hot Lips. Mash.
Ed O'Bannon, 40.
That's Loretta Lynn.
UCLA.
That's Loretta Swift.
That's a former Maverick great, isn't it?
Same thing.
Ed O'Bannon?
Yeah, for about
97.
Three games.
Isn't that the one who didn't graduate and had to do his senior year over again?
The NBA player.
No, that's Julius Peppers.
That most resembled Snoop Dogg, Ed O'Bannon.
Corby?
Oh, O'Banion.
I'm talking to you.
O'Banion.
Yeah, talk to him.
Juan Pierre, 35.
I used to steal base like
that's
Juan
the
Pierre.
Center fielder spare for the Dodgers that why we thought he Kemp was blocked.
Oh, yeah.
Remember we were having that discussion?
Like four years on.
Hey,
like
what year was Matt
million.
Kemp when he came in here with Torrey Hunter?
Super Bowl.
Oh, 09, maybe.
Whatever the Super Bowl.
Oh, the Dallas Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. No, that was 2011? 2 years ago. No.
That's
no
when he
way.
Was in studio because...
But you guys were... I mean, he wasn't Matt Kemp yet.
No.
He was a fourth outfielder.
He was pretty close to being Matt
And you guys were like, oh, well, I mean... Hey, Matt.
Yeah, hey, how you doing?
That's
hey,
when
Matt.
He picked up the pieces from Chris Brown with that Rihanna bitch.
Whoa.
Jeez,
whoa.
Dude. Okay.
You think she's trouble? With a capital T?
I still hit it.
I'm like cray cray.
What's my name? Oh, nah,
Mike
nah.
Vrabel, 37.
Oh, nah, nah. What's my name?
He's white.
What's my name?
He always
What's
knows where to stand.
Bust my vein.
And look at this.
Let's do it.
We got to do
this.
It, man.
All right. What are the odds on Frank Borkowski's 53rd birthday that Fred Roberts would turn 52?
Mike.
Wow.
What a party in the Bucks locker room.
See if you can and go downtown with a girl like me. Hey, boy, I really want to be with you because you're just my type. I need a man to take me over, looking for a guy to put me under. Oh,
my God.
Yes, I'm walking.